Hey, you. Yes, you. Stop looking around. I'm here, but you're not going to find me by looking. This is a rare moment. I am in the right frame of mind to tell you, and you are in the right frame of mind to listen. You won't know how it works, so just listen. I know you. I know you superficially, who you are. We've talked now and then about shallow things, just as you have with many people in this room. But I also know you. I know your fears and weaknesses and the things that make you worry. Calm down. This should not be one of them. I'm not going to tell anyone anything. But I know you worry. I'm telling you to stop worrying. Clear your head from that very idea. Most of the things you worry about will never happen. The things you really do need to watch out for will be so obvious you will not have to worry about them to avoid them. All these insecurities. I don't know everything about you, but I have looked over at you from across the room and seen the sparkle in your eye, or your smile, or your laugh, or your arms sticking out of your shirt with hair standing on end. What you wish you could provide in others, I felt it. I felt the sharpness of breath, my heart skipping a beat, my gaze lingering without noticing. Did you know that? It's a hard question to answer. I could be so many people in this room. Not just one woman to pick out of the crowd. I know others have felt it. Not every woman in every room, all the time. But you are a man. You can make a woman feel that. And you already have. You made me feel that many times. You made me look and think and fantasize and sigh. You made me tingle. You made my fingers have to strain to maintain what they were doing. My cheeks fight that warm crimson bloom. At least for the moment, the few minutes, the next hour, until I was at home alone, in the darkness, ready to rest. Closing my eyes, seeing you on the back of my eyelids and not having to let modesty keep me anymore. You're surprised. You shouldn't be. I know you. Not all things that turn you on are people you could never get close to. You can see someone in the hallway and get that distracted look. You don't demand the impossible. You see the beauty in the ordinary. Well, so do we. So do I. I look at your kind face and think, what wonder to have those eyes target me, those ears to whisper into, that nose to feel against my cheek, and those lips merge with mine. I look at your body and wish to feel it against mine. The soft, bare skin, your warmth, your touch, your hairs. What more could I want? I want those things and you have them. Let me have them. Let me have you and you can have me. You can look into my eyes and kiss me and show me what you want. That you want me, and ask me whatever your heart desires, and my answer will be for you. knowing who you are. Knowing there is nothing to fear, my answer will be, you desire this of me? Of course. For you, I will. That's what I wished for when I was there in the darkness of the bed. My soft fingers touching myself, feeling myself, fucking myself. With my fingers, if only you were here, if only I shared this with you. If only you could be close to me and fuck me, because I wanted it. Because you wanted it. Because it was what we'd wanted all this time. I saw you when I closed my eyes. You were laying there like me. You were all those things I wanted, almost naked. Your hands gripping your cock, tugging it up and down slowly and quickly. So excited, making noises, making grunts, making the sounds you make when you don't know you make sounds. And I took my finger and put it inside myself and felt the wet, sticky pink skin, and I thought of you. I thought of you thinking of me. I thought of a calm, sweet, strong man like you thinking of a woman like me. Getting excited, getting turned on, getting primal. Letting the blood rush through his body, saying no more to controlling his drive. Imagining a woman and liking it. Liking the idea of her pleasing him, letting it turn him on. Stroking yourself as if a woman was beside you, asking you not to hold back, to do what feels good to you. I wanted to be there with you. I wanted to tell you that I wanted that too. And that I was that woman. That woman you were thinking of, and that I wanted you to do those things with me right beside you. I want to admire you being a man while you admire me being a woman. I want your mind and your heart to explode with the possibilities. To know that every minute detail, every idea you have, and every idea that you have had about what you would do to please the female form. How would you love your woman? You could show me. You would make me soar. You would make my heart pound so warm with lust and desire. You would make me so eager to show what I always wanted to show you. All the things I would do to you, if only you would let me. All the ways that I would show you that not only are you enough, you are more than I can handle. But it's all right, because I am more than you can handle too. So we lay spent, drenched in sweat, covered in wet kisses and salty cum and sticky pussy juice. Cuddling our bodies wrapped around each other, slowly grinding as we can't help but fall asleep. You are throbbing at this, and I see it, and it's making me want to touch myself so bad. It's making me want to do all these things to you, to share you and your body and your intimacy, to suck your cock while I look you in the eyes, and fuck my pussy with my fingers. As if to tell you just how possible it is for someone to feel that about you. It's not how everyone feels about you. But it is how I feel about you. And you do not need to become someone else than you already are. You just need to see it in yourself and seeing who else sees it in you. My time is almost over. Please know this as well as I know it. Please remember this. Please find me. Find me and kiss me. And let me show you just how real this was. How badly an ordinary woman like me can want an ordinary man like you. And how easily it can turn into something extraordinary. Hey, take your sweet time finding me. You are very cute when you're determined.